Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Next Friday, not tomorrow, next Friday, the 18th, we bring our traveling circus to the Gator Club on Main Street in downtown Sarasota. Pitbull Toddler on stage live next Friday night.
Always fun out there.
Yeah.
Spanish likes to go up and dance on the second level.
It's black as night upstairs, as white as loose leaf paper downstairs. Yep. It's a very weird combination.
Yeah.
But we bring them both together.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, you see black dudes coming downstairs going, what's going on over here? And then afterwards, all the white chicks are like, let's go get some black guys upstairs.
Oh,
Carmen leading the group.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. You got a boyfriend now.
Oh, my God. So what? Like, you don't like me anymore?
No, I do.
That's what's happening.
Oh, surprisingly, Carmen, I like you and I like your boyfriend.
Yeah.
So how do you like that?
I like him. He's nice.
I like him, too.
Yeah. He's funny.
I'm happy for you.
He's beautiful.
Listen.
His lady fingers massage my shoulders nicely.
Can I tell you what I've learned? I was thinking about this last night. If I hate you, mm-hmm. I hate you for life. Like, there are very few times I could hate you and turn it back around.
Yeah.
Okay? If I'm mad at you, I could probably forgive you.
It turns around pretty quick.
Right, like honestly, how long do I stay mad?
I mean, I think the maddest you've ever been at me, you were mad for like a couple hours, but then...
What was I mad at you for? I don't remember.
He doesn't like to bring it up.
All mad again.
Remember that picture incident that we had in the studio?
When he did this, he went...
Yeah. What was that about, though?
Because I showed you a picture... And then when I showed you that picture, I showed you a different picture.
Yeah.
And I disagreed.
You should stop talking about it because I remember it now. You're going to make me mad again.
So, yeah, it was a couple hours.
But that only lasts a couple hours, right? And then the next day, I'm over it.
Yeah. And then one time you asked me to leave the studio and made me sit in the cubicle for the rest of the show. And we were in afternoons.
For what? What did you do?
You set me down to make fun of a fat guy on the phone. I wouldn't call him fat.
Yeah, you wouldn't do what he was saying.
It was a guy from Bay News 9. They were trying, because Bay News 9 loves to do bad stories about me. And they were in our parking lot stalking me. And then they took the camera out, and I go down there and see what they want. Let's talk to them live. So you went down there, and I go, repeat after me. And I was like, and I said something where I called them fat, and you left that part out.
Right.
What a chicken ass you were.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like insulting people. It's hard for me.
Do you remember the spiral you were on for a little while?
Dude, yeah. 100, after Dinah left, and I was like freaking out about everything. I was trying to do that Church of Cowhead at the time. And
that was crazy.
Oh, man, that was tough.
Yeah, you really were awful.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You climbed out of it, though.
Yeah, that was an interesting spot in my life.
Right. So, yeah. But as far as I go, I don't stay very mad.
No, no.
I don't have any, I don't have a lot of enemies. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of people. Like, so I'll give you an example. What's his name? Rob Elder. Rob Elder and I had a falling out at one point. And I was like, forget that guy. And then I was at a charity function, and he was there. And I was like, no. I'm like, the last thing that guy said to me was F him. And I was like, I'd never talk to that guy again. And then I saw Rob Elder look at me. He turned around, and then he turned around back at me and extended his hand to me to shake my hand. And I went, all is forgiven. Shook his hand back, and I was like, that's what men do. You know what I mean? You had a bad moment, I had a bad moment, now we had a nice moment. Yeah. And now I'm happy about it, and I couldn't care less. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much pressure of all the bad things are off your chest once. There's no reason to be mad. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
And it's good. I have started, last year I started doing it. Something that you and Galvin have always kind of talked to me about is being able to just cut people off.
Oh, I'm great at that.
Yeah, so I'm getting good at that. Yeah, and it does help a lot, because if there is someone who you've got anger or malice towards and you just cut them off, it's over.
Yeah, because you don't want them taking up any space in your
exactly,
life.
Exactly, yeah.
So you just go, bleh. Yeah.
Right, like with Rob, I didn't really know him. We only met a couple of times. We were nice to each other, and then we had an unfortunate incident. And then we shook hands and it's over. And now if I saw the guy, I'd be like, hey, how you doing? And it's over. It makes it easy. But if you are my friend and you betrayed me, that I don't think I ever forget.
That's a tough one,
I don't think I ever forget that.
Betrayal and trust, as I get older, I am realizing how important it is to have that kind of trust relationship.
In my whole life, if you betrayed me, I think I would be most surprised. Pete would betray me, it would be less of a shock. It would be less likely.
Yeah.
But it would be less of a shock than if you did it.
Yeah, I could never betray it. It goes against the fibers.
I would just be like, I never would have guessed it.
Yeah.
I would have said, well, Pete succumbed to whatever pressure of money or whatever. And don't get me wrong. Pete will never do it. And I think you will do it before he does.
Oh,
but I'm just saying, you would be the one I'd be most surprised. Yeah.
Who would you?
I would never.
Who would you be more surprised, him or me?
Him.
Really?
Listen to me.
I think you're wrong.
Listen.
I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong because I think he gets tricked into it and he's a dummy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no, I mean betray. I mean betray. Like make a conscious decision to.
You're out of your mind. There's
No. I don't think you're doing. I'm not worried that you'll ever do it. I would just be more surprised. Like if I found out that if somebody came to me and said, you know, Galvin was here and he was talking bad about you the other day. I'd be like, oh, that's odd, but maybe he was mad at something. I don't know what it is. That's horrible. If they were like, Spanish was here and he said bad thing, I'd go, what? Yeah. I never would do that. Like, God, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that you would do it, but I would be more surprised if he did it.
Because I love you and you know my deep love.
Oh, something like that. Something weird like that. Here comes Gio to stir the pot.
What do you think the level of betrayal would be if you had to rank everybody in order?
Who would do it first?
Like? Yeah, to last. Obviously, Spanish would be last because you said you'd be most surprised by him.
Yeah, it would be Spanish, then Galvin, then Joe, then you, then Carmen.
What? And,
only you.
Wow.
That's what I thought.
Only you, Gio, because I've known Spanish is, he worships me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like your son. Let's just say I'm like your son.
I mean, it would be weird if I didn't have a son.
Right, yeah.
Joe and I have been friends for, you know, 25 years.
Never, Michael. I would never betray him.
Right. He'd be the one to be tricked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be the one to be tricked. Galvin, I don't have a worry about at all. And then you, just because you and I are, even though we've known each other for a long, this is the most time we've ever spent together.
Yeah.
I've
known you a long time.
Right. But I'm saying like, you're okay here and everything's going good. But if somebody came along and offered you some money to leave, if I were you, I'd go. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So,
of course.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like if somebody came along and offered Galvin a lot of money, he'd stay, you know, you would go.
You know, I would stay.
Right.
But yeah. Wait, why are you so like... Have I ever betrayed you? Have I ever done anything behind your back for you to like for you to question my loyalty to you?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Do you want to confess it or do you want me to put it out there?
Go ahead, put it out there because I've never done anything.
Okay.
That's why you can't put it out there because I haven't.
Cave tubing with Rob and the cruise.
And that's going behind your back because I already had paid for an excursion.
You didn't talk, and then you guys were bashing us. And all
bashing? You always said we weren't invited to dinner, and that hurt our feelings.
Power.
You were on a different team. Instead of coming to me and saying,
that it hurts my feelings when you don't invite me. And you know what you do?
Right.
Hey,
after.
You make me reservations.
Oh, no. We had that conversation afterwards.
Oh, no. And you still, but it doesn't matter. You'll still do it to this day. It doesn't matter if I tell you hurt my feelings. You'll still say, hey, me and Spanish are going to lunch. Do you mind holding down the fort and doing the after show so I can take him to lunch instead? So, like,
but I don't go because I enjoy his time. We have business to discuss.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You enjoy my time a little bit.
Carmen, you and I went to lunch one time. It was awkward.
All right.
We just sat there and stared at each other.
Really?
We just played on our phones.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know what it was
about.
Sounds
pretty nice, actually.
Because something like this happened, you're like, here, I'll make it up to you. I swear, we can be friends. Let's hang out. I'll take you to lunch. Hey, Spanish, do you want to come? There's no one to run the after show. Hey, do you think Joey can run the after show? I really don't want to go to lunch to Carmen by herself. So, no, I've never done anything behind your back. All I said is, yeah, that hurt my feelings that you made me make reservations.
No, but you didn't say that hurt your feelings part until months later.
Because why would I tell you? Because there's no point. Because at the end of the day, all you're going to do is make me go to an awkward lunch with you for you to invite Spanish for you to cancel.
You would have said, I got to make reservations and I can't go to dinner, I would have been like, of course you can come to dinner. I just figured you and your boyfriend would want to chill out. I don't know. I can't read everybody's mind.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say that in front of a room full of guys because it's like, oh, she's being a girl.
Oh, I'm so hard.
That is how we sound.
I already know if I ever complain about anything, oh, you're just being a girl.
All right, we're all retarded Rocky.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
that's my wife. My wife makes me retarded Rocky whenever. You came inside. That's the worst. Now my daughter does it. My daughter's like, and then I asked you, you said, I go, oh, really? Can I talk like a gorilla now?
Oh, man.
Carmen, am I so unapproachable? Am I so hard to, you can't call or text me or bring me into the room and say, hey, I got to tell you something?
It wasn't that big of a deal.
My God, please don't ever do that. If you ask me to go in my office and close the door and talk, I'm going to cry.
It was one of those things. It wasn't a big deal. That's why I never said anything.
No, it was a big deal. You just, well, you went, but, well,
it wasn't a big deal. Harbored freaked out and then ended up quitting or getting fired or whatever happened with that situation. I'm the one who said, man, that really sucked that I had to make reservations for 10 people and didn't get invited to dinner.
Oh,
that was it. So, like, don't say, like, I was, no, that's BS.
Oh, real quick, Calvin, were you at the dinner?
No.
Were you mad about it?
No.
Who were you, did you have dinner with?
My wife.
Yeah, thank you.
My wife.
was my wife there?
Rafe wasn't on the cruise.
No, she wasn't.
Right. If you wanted to go to dinner, do you feel like you could have been like, hey, I'm going to come to dinner with you guys tomorrow night? I would have been like, well, oh, I don't know.
No, I would just go, hey, where are you guys going to dinner? Can you mind if we come?
Mm. Did you say that at all?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to be involved. I don't like to be involved in stuff. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. Meet you after dinner.
Yeah.
It's a casino.
Did you go on an excursion with anybody and complain about it?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Why not? Everybody else at that table did.
I don't know. I got to be honest with you. It was nice to have the table by myself for a while.
So, Carmen, although I trust you, that is the reason why you come in last.
Cool.
Oh,
no. I don't like this.
The girl.
Now I sound like the guy that runs a junkyard in Star Wars.
He sounded like the...
Your Jedi tricks don't work on me.
Watto?
Watto, yeah.
Or the Russian from Armageddon.
I'll make you a slave. Oh, man. How did this all start? What were we even talking
because
about?
Because you were saying about loyalty and stuff and about
and how Carmen's lack of.
If you hate somebody...
Right, you just cut them off, and then that you were like, I cut people off that betray me, and then you look directly into my eyes and said I would be the most shocked if I was betrayed by you.
Yeah, that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm watching Captain Brian from Fort Myers, right? Or Naples, wherever he is now. Joe List is in town.
Yeah, Joe List is in town. I guess Sam Morril was there not too long ago and said it was the worst crowds ever. He said it was really terrible. And Joe List on his podcast was saying, so if you're in the Tampa area or any around there, please come down. I need your support because I need people that are going to like the comedy.
Do you want me, you want to hear what they're saying?
No.
There's 11 people watching that.
Oh, well, you're one of them.
Oh, hold on.
Joe List is with him now.
Yeah. My bag was open, and I had all cash. I didn't have an ATM card at the time.
How did they know to go right to the bag?
I think one.
Were
of
you
just,
like, yo, I got bags?
No, I think she was just rifling through the bag.
Well, the other one was taking was
yeah, she was kind of like
smothering you with the breast.
Yeah, exactly.
So and you like, were breast smothering.
All right, I don't know where that's going. Anyway, back to
betrayal,
and lack of loyalty.
Yeah,
I don't know why really that started, how this started, why I was bringing it up, because now Carmen got me all thrown off.
Yep, it's my fault. Always my fault.
Is this going to happen now?
No.
I can't even be honest on the show anymore.
What? You're honest. Thank you.
Gio asked a question, and I answered it honestly, like I do everything on
really
the show.
Really, it's Gio's fault.
Well, right. Now eventually this leads to the I told you so moment.
What do you mean?
Well, like, if she's going to betray me,
I'm going to go, I told you.
If she were to betray you, you'd be like, oh, well, see, it made sense.
Well,
told you so.
Well, it hasn't happened, so. Yeah. Since
I don't think it will, Carmen.
Over 6 years that I've been here, hasn't happened yet, so why would it happen now?
But it did.
It didn't.
We just chronicled it.
And that is not betrayal. That is.
Yeah.
Well, okay. it's just in his eyes, it's betrayal, but maybe to Carmen, you know, that's just.
If there was a secret recording of that day. Would I hear insults and stuff like that talking about me?
No.
That wasn't very confident, no.
Okay.
All right.
Let's play the tape.
Okay.
Okay. Listen,
I
didn't say anything to fight about.
I know, and I'm not fighting.
Yeah, you're getting a little bit.
I'm not.
I hear you. You're,
okay.
What are you laughing at?
I can't say anything.
What are you laughing at?
Well, I wasn't laughing. I was trying to hide under the desk.
Why?
It makes me uncomfortable.
What makes you uncomfortable?
Because I'm in between you and in the studio. I stand in between you and Carmen.
Oh, you're not even looking that way.
I know, but I just don't know where to look either. Just look down, pretend like I'm doing stuff on my phone.
Giant.
You feel guilty about something?
No, I just don't like. I just don't like competition.
What do you think, Gio? Give me your list of trustworthy to least trustworthy.
Mine would be about the same, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about right.
I mean, you'd be a lot higher. I just went by newness.
I feel like I would have done something already if I was going to. Well, what would you consider betrayal?
Betrayal. That's pretty quick. You would have done something already. How long have you been working here?
No, I mean, having known you for as long as I have, I would have done something before I even worked on the show.
I think you can only betray me now since you work on the show.
That is true.
You didn't work for me.
Right.
Although everybody's under the impression that everybody works for me here.
Mm-hmm. You're the architect, so.
Mm-hmm. No, that's Fisher. And he's here now. So. Came back to reclaim his job as the architect. Yeah. What would you say?
About what?
The order.
I would say I'm the most trustworthy. Then probably I'd say it's a tie between Carmen and Galvin.
It can't be a tie.
And then there's another tie between Gio and Joe and Carmen.
Such a baby.
And then five-way tie.
Yeah, I'd say, Mike, you're probably the most trustworthy out of everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'd say me 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Then Spanish, although he could be tricked. Then Carmen, then Gio, then Joey, because he has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
I didn't know I wasn't supposed to say that.
Right.
Yeah. Put up the right picture.
I could just picture I'd go into Joe and I'd go, what did you do with that? And he was like, well, I sent it to Bubba. You didn't want me to do that? I'm like, why would I want you to do that?
I'll take the video down.
Yeah, I'll take it down.
All right. Anyway. Now that we've ruined relationships for no apparent reason.
A lot of shadiness going on in this room.
I don't even know. Like, why we started talking about this.
You started talking about it.
Yeah, but why?
You said that you don't hate a lot of people, and if you do, you hate them for life. They're done.
Because we started talking about relationships.
What made me say that?
Relationships. Like, Carmen and Cam, and you said, I like Carmen, and I like Cam, and that's why I like people. And then you got into betrayal, and you were like, I can cut people off. And I said, yeah, because you're talking about being angry and you're not angry for very long.
Something else. I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, there was nothing that triggered it. That was literally the beginning of it, was you talking about it. So we don't know.
There's something in my mind.
Yeah.
Is there? Is somebody betraying you right now?
No. Listen, I did exactly what you said. And when somebody betrays me or when somebody really, I feel like they're not good, I just cut them out.
Yeah.
Or in some cases, people have cut me out and I'm like, I'm good with that. Let's just move on.
That always bothers me when I get cut out of somebody's life and I don't know why. I'm always like, I just want to know.
I'm for the most part want to know too. But then if you have difference of opinion, it's better to just go, okay.
Well, yeah. All right.
Here's a better question. Who do you think can keep a secret the best?
You probably. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. He knows a lot of secrets.
I got all the secrets.
I'm tricked too easily.
But I'm like a cipher where you got to turn me the right way to get me to crack, and it doesn't work. You won't be able to figure it out. You got to kiss my toe while you have your finger in my ear, and then I turn. Yeah.
And by the way, it's hard to judge my own list, but I am the keeper of everyone's secrets.
Mm.
I get everybody runs their secrets by me. Like, I have the burden of everybody's criminal activity in my head. Yeah.
I don't tell a lot of secrets.
You don't have to. It still gets to me.
No. You have no idea.
Oh, stop.
You have no idea.
You think. Oh, my God. I write down just like three of them.
You can.
I know. I don't want. I won't do that. I'm not that kind of guy.
You can write it down and show it to me.
No.
Yeah.
Then they're secrets.
You don't have them.
Oh, no.
Trust me.
This is exactly how it started earlier.
Trust me.
I love knowing secrets, though.
Why'd you betray me? You told my secrets.
That's
the thing. I don't love knowing secrets. I don't want to have the burden of people's secrecy. Don't tell me.
I like knowing secrets and then other people telling me those secrets, and I go, Interesting. Like, I didn't already know.
That's a pretty good face.
Okay.
Galvin has a very distinct, I already knew your secret face.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Carmen's so quiet now.
Yeah.
Carmen, if you're mad at Galvin, then just get out.
Not mad.
Don't make it. Don't be a secret about it.
I say Carmen's very trustworthy.
Thank you.
Me too.
Me too. Yep. Carmen and Galvin are equally trustworthy.
You're tying people.
I didn't do that. I could, though, if you like. I'll do that.
By the way, I think Carmen's very trustworthy, too. I just went and put in a list for him.
By the way, David on Twitter said, of course, Galvin would be the best at not betraying. Right.
I don't know how we got on this. I was about to tell people about signs of life from other planets.
Right.
Who has seen the movie Contact?
I have.
Carmen, you have not seen it?
No, I have not.
Gio, you have not seen it?
It's been a while.
Jodie Foster?
Yeah.
I've seen it so many times. I love that movie. It is the worst ending to a great movie. But
you don't like the ending?
The idea of the ending, the way... So the idea is that she is a scientist who rents time at that place that has those giant satellite dishes... And they're constantly combing the universe for signs of life, a signal somewhere. And then she spends hours and hours of just listening, trying to find a pattern. And then eventually she finds a pattern. And they send it, they're sending a signal. They get the signal. Then they have to translate what the signal is. It turns out it's instructions to build a machine that they are unaware of what the machine does. And the government's nervous that they may be building a machine that's going to be a portal that's going to open up so that an invading army can come in and take over the Earth. And then they're all convinced that it's not, and it comes with some sort of instructions, and it's a transport machine to take you through wormholes to get somewhere else. But at the same time, you're wondering if this is really happening or if it's all a hoax being done by a billionaire who's been funding her research. It's an amazing movie. But the idea is that we, when we had discovered that we had this technology, we launched a signal into space. And it was the Olympics, the, I don't remember what year, but it was a speech that was given. It was the Olympics, and Hitler was giving the speech because the Olympics were in Berlin. And that was the signal that they sent back to us. And it was just a kind of, hey, we heard you and we're sending it back to you so you know that we heard you. So they build this transport machine and blah, blah, blah. And it's a whole great movie. If you haven't seen it, it's called Contact. It's with Jodie Foster. There's this weird scene where she bangs a really good-looking priest. That's
yeah.
But other than that, the rest of the movie's pretty good. And at the end, what it is she meets her father, who had died when she was little, on a beach, and... what they've done is they've Spoiler. Downloaded. Well, no. what they've
it's
done
a
is
35
they've
year old movie.
Downloaded all of her thoughts and then used the most comfortable things in her mind to. So she gets to see her father and she's on a beach in Florida and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, the whole point of me telling you this is because yesterday NASA announced, and all the credible news sources picked it up, that for the second time now, a repeated radio signal coming in from galaxy that is 1.5 billion light years away has been detected. Now, they get a lot of times they get signals and they go, oh, we're getting a repeat signal here. And then they go, oh, it was just feedback or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they have some sort of excuse for it. And most likely they just can't figure out what it is or where it's coming from. But they've got this. Scientists have spotted repeated blast of radio signals coming from deep in space. The breakthrough is only the second time scientists have seen such a repeating radio burst. It both deepens the mystery and offers a potential opportunity to finally understand what might be throwing out the burst from a galaxy billions of light years away. Fast radio bursts have been speculated to be the result of everything from exploding stars to transmission from aliens, but they have remained entirely mysterious with little evidence at all of where they might be coming from. The flashes only last for a millisecond, but they are flung out with the same amount of energy that the sun takes 12 months to produce. So it's definitely something that is doing this on purpose to get attention. And we don't know what it is, but I think now with us seeing more of those sort of things, we're getting closer and
Hell
closer
yeah.
to it finally happen. Every year I go, next year is going to be
right,
the year.
Yeah.
But I think I would love to see that happen before we die.
Like, you want to see the aliens?
I mean,
or...
of course I want to, but I would be happy if the president doesn't have to be Trump necessarily, next president or the one after, gets on and says, we can confirm that we are now in communication with another galaxy billions of light years away. They just found another galaxy the other day. They still are finding new galaxies. So I think it's, and the fact that this is being reported by NASA and credible news sources lead me to believe that they are, that something's happening.
Better space movie with Matthew McConaughey, Contact or Interstellar?
I mean, Interstellar was a really good movie.
It was really, really good.
It was a little confusing. And also, same thing, disappointing dead father end.
Yeah.
Pushing books off the shelf and all that.
Yeah, but I like it. Yeah,
I like that. Different dimension.
Yeah. Different time, because if time is relative, you know, this could literally be us from the future, technically.
I don't believe in that different dimensions.
You don't?
No, this is it.
I don't think so.
Do you think that there are how many other dimensions are there?
An infinite amount.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're not. So you say they're all happening at the same time. They're not. They're options of what could have happened, but they're not.
But the thing about that is then if you can bend them and then they meet, that's what, like Interstellar, where he bends it to where he can see his daughter and he's trying to contact her.
Yeah, but it's not that you can't do that.
I mean,
you can't do that.
Yeah, I disagree.
I made up the rules.
Yeah, I don't even think I don't even think free will is really a thing, because if the choices that I make here are the opposite of all the other universes, that means there is no real free will, because eventually.
But why? But so what is the other universe? Opposite universe?
I mean, it could be
Bizarro World.
I could be tall. I could be, you know,
in
lighter.
Any dimension, you're still small.
I wish I was tall. Yeah. In one version, I imagine we're all like corn dogs. You know, everything is a corn dog, because it could be anything. It's infinite.
So there's a dimension where we're all corn dogs.
Yeah.
According to you, you're a horrible scientist.
Out of all the things in the interstellar community or universe, tall is the one you choose.
I mean, come on. If I could choose anything, it would be tall.
Oh, I would go straight to corn dog.
Yeah. Corn dog sounds delicious.
Oh, I don't know. I would love to wake up one morning and just see the Independence Day ship there, even if it means eventually we're all going to die.
Nope.
No way. There's only one reason they come here.
Exactly.
They need our resources.
Yeah.
Maybe they need corn dogs.
I hope so.
Maybe they are corn dogs and they just came here to get ketchup.
We'll show them fancy sauce.
Why wouldn't they come here just to say hi?
Because
we're trying to branch out to Mars. Why? Are we taking over Mars?
If they can come here,
yeah,
that means they're more intelligent than us.
Right.
Yep.
And if they're more intelligent than us, they're going to treat us like animals. What do we animals? We eat them.
But how much more intelligent are they?
A lot.
But they could just be, they could, what, how, so, they, so I asked Dr. Kaku that. How
do
we
get
how,
lucky?
I know. I said, how do we always assume that they're more intelligent? Like, why do we assume that? What if we're in the same thing? And he said, because if they've come here, they figured out how to travel at light speed, which we haven't done yet. Okay, but we're not that far off from that. So what are they? 200 years ahead of us?
200 years.
Okay.
Think about 30 years ago when there was no cell phones, there was no computers.
So we can travel back 200 years. We're eating those people?
No, not necessarily even those people, but who knows? They're not the same thing as us. You know what I mean? Like, they're not humans. They're not going to come down as humans. They may.
No,
they may.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is they may be something where they need human.
So what if they're light years ahead of us, but they're tiny, tiny people?
Oh, that would be incredible.
Like smaller than midgets.
Yeah, okay. But they can also and melt you with their mind.
No, they don't have that.
Why not?
They can cure diseases. They're so smart they can cure disease, and they're
just
great.
Making up your own stuff.
But what I'm saying is we're assuming they're intelligent, but this is their intelligence. They can cure diseases, and they can come up with science. That's the thing. That's the thing. They can't make Seinfeld. And they come down here, and they're smart, tiny people. And, yeah, they want to eat our flesh, but what are they going to do? They're little midgets.
If they're smart enough to be able to travel light speed, I'm sure they're smart enough to be able to have some sort of
zip-zap ray.
Yeah, zip-zap ray.
No, they've spent all their time developing travel.
Well, I would
just
say no to your stuff then, too. I don't understand how this works. You just, no.
Yeah,
whatever
no.
your theory is, no. They're all corn dogs.
You're
wrong.
Tiny. This is a good
one.
All right. They're little pigs in the blanket.
Oh, man. What a delicious race of people.
You must fill all your swimming pools with barbecue sauce.
Bring me to Heinz. Where is Sweet Baby Ray? All right, forget it. I hope they don't come anymore.
Oh,
now you're not welcome here.
Come on.
Change your mind. We're tamponiers. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, oh, man, Carmen. That is my favorite.
Oh,
that is my favorite yet. What is that guy calling about?
The alternate universe.
Uh-huh. And how? Tell everybody how you spell the alternate.
U-L-T-E-R-N-A-T.
Oh, I gotta take a picture of that. I gotta take a picture because that's
well,
my new
we know
one.
Carmen hasn't figured out light speed.
What if they, what if Carmen's the first person they see when they get here and they go, it's easier than we thought. Alternate universe. Mm-hmm. Do you know that? Do you know what's wrong on that?
Nope.
Do you want to know?
No.
Because you're mad at me?
No.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, I don't know.
Do you want to learn?
Sure.
Okay, Spanish teacher.
Okay.
No, tell me what, tell me, I'll tell you right now, the first letter is wrong.
Oh, A?
Yep.
No, that's stupid. I don't like it.
You're right, forget it. Let's just leave it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.